Paul, how do you see the acquisition of Peter Budaj to the organization?
Well, it's a real positive for us, and we'll see how today works out and the some depth. I think both Bob and Mike's earned the opportunity to develop here, and if that means he stays and flourishes here, then good for us. And then there's no crystal ball in anything that we do with the development. Mike's earned that right. But now having some depth in the goaltending position is always something as a coach you like.
Paul, with the way Mark and Jacob turned out last season, is there at all an element of maybe disappointment with having sent down guys like Patan or Morrissey or Ehlers? Maybe Ehlers is premature, but...
I think it's a really, really good template there. And I was working in the media for parts of the Mark Scheifele debacle, how his career was coming to an end and how he was a total bust and how he's one of the best players on our team right now. So, the savage failure after first year not making the team, and then, of course, how we survived the year prior when he didn't make the team. And I don't know if sensitive is the right word, but we draft these guys at 18, and if they don't make the team, we're going, what happened? Nothing. You know, Nick Ehlers had a great camp for me. I mean, he's got a skill level there that I think is special, and it's probably the skill level itself's NHL ready. And I've seen so many of those 18-year-olds come in where you're watching them practice and you're thinking, whether it's next year, a year, 2 years from now, they're going to be able to do what they just tried. So they just tried to get around a guy and he got his hand on his hip. And that happened a bunch of times with Nick, where you saw what he was trying to do, and you know, when he gets a little older, a little stronger, a little faster, he's making that play. And even in saying that and doing that, he was still able to do an awful lot of good things. So I look at Nick Patan, I had never seen play really before, certainly live. Got a lot more time for him and understanding. The defenseman, I mean, it's nearly impossible on a team that we feel is a good hockey team for a 19-year-old to come in and make an impact. Those are really rare. So we got three really good young players that are going to be Winnipeg Jets. I love their camp, but forcing them into the lineup had absolutely no benefit in my mind to them or the hockey team, or be part of a pretty strong and strict program of developing players. Those guys are going to go back to their junior teams and they're going to get better, and they've learned something at the camp. And it was, I guess, everybody's saying the same thing. I'd be careful with my words if I didn't think all three of them were going to be Winnipeg Jets at some point.
Adam Lowry's still here. What stuck out for you?
What started for me watching games in the playoffs last year, and I think I said this, I watched the two games they played. The first one, I knew based on his intelligence and the stick that he was going to play at the NHL level when I wasn't sure. And after the second game, I thought, well, he's going to have a chance to make our team this year just on the two games. So you wonder about pace and speed. And he showed that he could handle that in camp, and you know, he's going to get an opportunity to play and not sit and watch games. They need to be, and those young guys need to be in minutes. And I've liked his game. I'm comfortable. I see a huge upside to what he can do, but he's got a game that's developed almost from a defensive point of view first. So those guys are easier to buy time on. You can get them in games, get them in meaningful minutes. And, you know, they don't need to necessarily produce offensively, even though I think his shot says that he will. But I can get him into real minutes, and he can help our team win now. If that changes in a month or two, he's going to go play real minutes in the American League. But as of right now, from what I've seen, I have complete confidence in his ability to play the role that we've given him. He's earned it.
You're going to start the regular season on Thursday with what looks like three new skaters, but essentially the team that you're going to start with this year is, for the most part, the same team that you finished with last year. Make the case, if you would, on why you think the result will be different this year than last.
We're going to work really, really hard at getting better every day. And I think, that's all right. Sometimes when it comes out of my mouth, I realize, geez, that sounds like you're hearing that in a bunch of other cities. I had a belief from the start early on that the competition level, the willingness to compete was very high here, that there was a need for some getting them all to fly in the same direction, and we're going to just keep working on that. So I have a belief that we are a better team now. I know that our top-end athletes are more fit. That I know. I think that there's some development that happens just through experience that we've seen. We've got a very young team, but a lot of them have some games on them. So our expectations are higher for some players, even at a young age. And I think positionally and structurally, we're better than we were last year.
Do you plan to make the rest of, or cut down your roster the rest that it needs to be today, or will that be
tomorrow? Well, the decisions on how players get IR'd and things like that leave to management. We're at 23 healthy bodies today that are cleared, so I'm not sure there's a lot more that has to happen, but we've got to get players cleared before we make final decisions.
Okay, and then second question is a broader league one that isn't specifically towards the Jets, but just we've seen recently a number of, I guess, players that might be typically described as enforcers or play that sort of role go through the waiver wire. And do you sense or see a trend or kind of shift in philosophy regarding that sort of
role? Well, I think that's happened. So it's been kind of 20 years since my first year almost. That's happened where there was a long stretch of time where you had guys who could only do that. And now I think you have to be able to play some. Yeah, you can't with the schedule, the pace of the game. You know, I think in the Western Conference, you need to be able to get to your fourth line a little bit more off the bench, so they have to be able to play. So I'm not, this is not, so yours was a general question, mine is a general answer. It's not specific to any one team saying, oh, maybe those guys can't play. I'm just saying that I think that teams will hang on to players as much as they did in the past who were physical, as long as they can get them on the ice.
Paul, what do you...
Oh. Go ahead.
Go ahead, CBC. CBC
first. Say you're bigger than me. But I think you've touched on this before, but you've got a young group, but they've played a lot of games. How hard is it to get players who've played a lot of games to stretch their game, maybe grow in ways that you think would be helpful to the team when they maybe fallen into patterns or developed routines to their games?
Right, so they're not that old that things are ingrained, and for the most part, usually there is a bit of a switch. Or the older guys at some point realize that they have to start changing and learning new things to keep growing. I haven't had any sense that they didn't really want to do that. Like from day one when we kind of came in, there is a different pressure playing in a Canadian market. Nobody likes losing in any market. I understand that, but it's different here. You answer for it daily here. So they're just looking for any positive at that point. And we started to play a little better in some areas. They're smart guys. They see it on the ice. So the buy-in's been really high. And we expect that to continue. So in so much as we've taken an individual and say there's really specific things about your games that we want to change, that hasn't happened that much. I don't know that there's a real need to do that. But what we have done is that we're going to play this way as a group, and we expect everybody to adhere to certain standards and certain ways of playing. It will look differently based on your body type. So I'm not asking Matthew Perreault to be as physical a player as Dustin Byfuglien, but we're looking for the same result. We want to control that puck more. We want to be the team with the puck. Any way that you have to do it is fine. And then finding in that ways to make them more successful with the gifts that they have, whatever skills that they have. We talk about this, you know, really regularly. I know you have to get better at your faults, but you got to be good at what you are. And we spend as much time trying to define what each individual is very good at and then putting them in a position that we can see that.
You've been at this for a while now. What's it like to tell a guy like Adam Lowry you've made the NHL for you?
I've had a real interesting group of guys over the years, and there are some times, and I've noticed this maybe more in Winnipeg just because of my age, that experience helps now, that there is enough experience. So, you know, the late Joe Vasichuk, depending on how you wanted to pronounce that, made our team in Carolina. And when I don't want to say out of nowhere, he was captain of the Sioux Greyhounds. He was a good player, but he was not on that roster when we put him down. He was, you know, maybe he's a big, long, lanky kid, and he came in, and he was going to be a fourth-line guy after 2 weeks. And we thought, well, maybe this guy can play on the fourth line. And by the end of the camp, he was our third-line center and never came out of that hole. And we won the Eastern Conference with that. And so we've had the Jeff Skinner effect, you know, a guy that was able to, that we're hoping might play and comes out and wins the Calder. And then other young players that came in and played and were out of the league too soon. And Dave Tanabe comes to mind, that was just a brilliant skater at a young age. And for whatever reason, his game never progressed past a point that would make him a regular. So I'm excited about Adam Lowry and what I see 2 or 3 years down the road, but we're coaching this team now, so he's not in the lineup for that 2 or 3 years down the road. For me right now, he's in the lineup because what he can do is good enough to help us win games, and I think he's got a very big upside in terms of how quick he will progress.
And also, what do you see out of this D core this year? Everybody wants everything, puck moving, physical, tough, everything. You said you wanted the whole team to be better defensively.
Right.
Can you describe what you want them as a core to do on the blue line?
Okay, so let's take your Toby Enstrom, so your offensive puck moving defenseman. They have to take that skill set, and we might put Paul Postma in that group. And Jake Trouba is kind of, I think he will eventually do both. He's a physical presence too. Whatever your gifts are, go back and get the puck first. So Toby can do it completely different than Mark Stewart. As long as he's coming out of the corner with that puck, it's going to look differently. So I've got lots of room for offensive-minded defensemen as long as at the end of the day they're playing back there. They have to give you more than they cost you. So if you're an offensive guy, then your offense has to be real high if you're not going back to get that puck. Everybody's different. You know, everybody does it differently. But you can have an offensive group. And if they're going to be bad in their own end, then they better be 5 Norris Trophy candidates from an offensive point of view. All right, we have a mix. And then, but probably the biggest thing for these guys, and maybe as a change, was the pressure that we put on our center iceman last year to be a defenseman, to be one of those guys when the puck's in our end of the ice. So give them more support and give them places to go with the puck and those kind of things. I'm still learning about the group. You know, we have a real young right side right now. And on the left side, we've got a little bit more size in Stewart and Party, and I think Klitschko's willing to play a bit of a physical game. So we'll watch him grow.
What changes for you, Paul, this week now that you're through training camp, you're through the preseason, and you're getting ready for a week now where things start to officially count?
If you could pick the perfect rotation, it'd never be 3 days of practice, right? So we've got our 3 days planned in terms of the physical intensity that we want to get to. I'm reasonably as comfortable at the progression we've made in grasping the systems, but we're still going to be working on that all year, especially the new ones, a couple of the new pieces to the systems. And the area that I think you're really hoping comes is some of the execution areas. Quickness. And they've played now, you get guys in games, but just how sharp we are with the puck, how we pass the puck, how we handle it, that's an area of improvement for us.